You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
It's my football friends. Welcome back to The Football Hour. Is everything happy and fun in your life? Well, of course it is, because you're listening to your favourite football show. It is your favourite football show, right? Please tell me it is. I'm very insecure about The Football Hour, so please don't be like that. Please don't be like that. It is, right? Yeah, it is. You know why it is, and I know why it is. Because you get to listen to football features like this one. Welcome to Footballers Love Letters. This is the part of the podcast and show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes me feel a real tingle inside. Oh yes, I get one. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings, we turn into Harry Redknapp when he has to talk out of his car window on transfer deadline day to Sky Sports News. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life, don't they? Football weirdly holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was out with the lads watching Man City take on Chelsea, and then this young pasty ginger lad scored a screamer, and it really made me I lost my breath. This song weirdly came on in the pub on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel. Such a good idea, Al Green. Once I leave the pub, I'll write a letter to Kevin De Bruyne. I'll write not just any letter, a love letter to Kevin De Bruyne about his winning strike against Chelsea. So this letter is addressed to Mr. De Bruyne, Ashton New Road, Manchester, M11, 3FF, England. This is Footballers Love Letters. I just hope you enjoy it, Kev. Dear Kevin. All right, lads, how you keeping? The Sky Blue boys are absolutely class, can I just say? I can't tell you how much of a thrill it is to watch you boys at the moment. You are just so attacking. I am so happy for your manager, Pep Guardiola. In England, people have been quite dismissive of the bloke because he has tried to play open and attractive football. And a lot of footy fans in England are quite prehistoric when it comes to Guardiola teams. They don't like the fact he passes other teams to death. Most England fans want the ball lumped up to Ricky Lambert or Andy Carroll, and we'll work from there. But Pep Guardiola wants perfection from a football team, and he is getting close to that. What we saw at Stamford Bridge was a masterclass, Kev. And you, Kevin, you brought the 3 points back to Manchester with that goal you scored. Can I just ask something? Why are you so reliable when you were bawling down on that Chelsea back line at such speed? I knew already. I knew you would put it in the bin. And it certainly was bin day, wasn't it, Kevin? You smashed the ball so hard past Courtois, one of the world's best goalkeepers. There was an interesting backstory to this goal and to that victory. The backstory was, is, and the fact you were a former Chelsea player. Mourinho and Chelsea transferred you, and then you came back to bite them. It was a great Premier League game, and you are simply a great Premier League footballer. From the bottom of my heart, I must thank you, Kevin De Bruyne, for that goal against Chelsea. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. It's really annoying, football friends. So I write these letters, and I spend a lot of time writing them, and I get dry mouth, obviously licking the envelope, and then stamps are expensive. And I send them off. I send them off to Matt Letizier. I send them off to Wayne Rooney, Ronaldo. And you know what? They don't give me any response. But I'm sure my mate, Kevin De Bruyne, is going to write me a letter back to say thank you, Alex, for your lovely letter and your continued support, as always, in your career. Will you promise you'll do that for me, Kevin? Thanks, mate. That's been the Football Hour love letters. I've been Alex Burns, and this, my football friends, is simply the best football show in the world.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's at The Football Hour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there, and you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. And for every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, at the Football Hour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts at the Football Hour. Go follow at the Football Hour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow at the Football Hour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.